When the boys from the band asked me if I had a story to put on this CD, of course, my first question was, well, the people who come to listen to your music, what sort of stories do they really want? Oh, Richard, they said, Richard, you may find this hard to believe, but the sort of stories they really like are good religious stories. Have you got one of those? Oh, said I, yeah, I think I have, because this one, it's a story about prayer. You know, praying. Yes. It's a story, really, which shows the power of prayer. Because once upon a time, there was a little old woman. Oh, and she was religious. Oh, she prayed a lot. But she was a bit lonely. You know, she didn't have anyone to talk to. But then one day, she had an idea. I know. I know what I'll do. I'll buy myself a parrot, you know, a bird that talks, and then I've always got someone to talk to me. So that is what she did. She went round to the pet shop. Excuse me, have you got a parrot? You know, one that'll talk to me. Madam, I've got just the bird for you. Ooh. So she paid her money, and she took the parrot back home. There he was, in his cage. She put the cage on the table, sat down. Go on, speak to me. And the bird, he just sat there looking at her, you know, the way parrots do. Go on, talk to me. And then the parrot did. He started flapping his wings and he talked to her. He said, I want to have sex with you. No one had said that to her before. And the windows were wide open. All the neighbours would hear. I want to have sex with you. What could she do? She threw the tablecloth over the bird to shut him up. Oh, but perhaps if I go round to the church, perhaps the priest can tell me what to do. So round to the church she went. Oh, Father, Father, I've got such a problem. I've bought myself a parrot and the things he says to me, I couldn't say them to you, not even in the confessional. Well, the priest, like most priests, he understood a lot about life, and he had a pretty good idea what sort of problem the old woman had. I believe I can help, for I too have a parrot, a good religious parrot. Why, my parrot is so religious, he sits in his cage all day, with his eyes closed, his wings folded, praying to heaven. Come, bring your bird and put him next to mine. I am sure the religious influence will convert your bird from the ways of wickedness and sin. So back home she went, picked up the parrot in his cage, carried him back down the high street, of course, the bird flapping his wings all the way. I want to have sex with you! Everybody looking around to see who was talking. I mean, you do, don't you? She came to the church, and there was the priest's parrot. And, ooh, he did look religious, sitting in his cage, all black and grey, with a white ring round his neck. And indeed, his eyes were closed, his wings folded. He was praying to heaven. She put her bird down next to the priest's bird. Of course, he started disgracing himself immediately, flapping his wings. I want to have sex with you! The priest's bird just opened one eye, looked at the new parrot, raised his wings to heaven and cried, at last, my prayers have been answered. A story, you see, which shows the power of prayer.